Thank you. Lift your hands. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Lift it higher. Come feel his presence here. Lift your hands high. Father, thank you. That's right. Thank you. There is so much power and so much presence here. There is so much that Calvary has to offer. Lift your hands. Whisper that name, Jesus. The Holy Ghost, Mahashara, Leketeke Bagaragayaga, Digalaya Hasodi Asa. Receive, receive, receive the touch of His power now. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you for your awesome, auspicious presence this morning. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. With your hands and give him the praise. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat. Isaiah chapter 53. I will read from verse 1 to verse 10.
Description to marvelous powers, so wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom. Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. To whom our praise is due, I stand in awe. I stand in awe.
To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name.
And all the way to Calvary he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. all the way to Calvary. He went for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary, He went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, He went for me. He died to set me free. Sing it one more time. All the way to Calvary, He went for me. My Savior went for me. Jesus went for me.
All the way to Calvary,
He went for me.
The subject this morning is, it is finished. And this morning our objective is to understand the finished work of Calvary. John chapter 19 verse 30, in addition to what we have read before, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, "It is finished." And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost. The greatest blessing that ever happened to humanity was the blessing of the cross. We have a book titled The Blessing of the Bleeding. The blessing of His bleeding. The power in the death and shed blood of Jesus Christ. He bled that we be blessed. The cross was a crossover for humanity, where humanity crossed over from disaster to distinction. The cross was a crossover for humanity, when humanity crossed over from calamity to possibility. The cross was the place of exchange, where we took up His strength as we surrendered our weakness. I wouldn't be holding this mic now to preach without it, if not for the cross. We wouldn't be seated here this morning if not for the cross. Very quickly, what did Jesus carry on the cross? That is to show you what to believe for. It's all there in Isaiah chapter 53 where we read. I'm going to enumerate them, not necessarily in the order in which it came in the scripture here. Number one, He carried our transgression, our iniquity. He carried man's transgression. What would have taken us to hell, He carried it. Number two, He carried
our affliction and infirmity, by his stripes we were healed. Number three, he carried our oppression and captivity. Anything that is the reason for bondage, this is the realm of curses, ancestral curses, generational curses, witchcraft curses. He carried. That was number three. Number four, he carried our rejection and inferiority. He was the man rejected so that we can become the people accepted. The Bible said we are now accepted in the beloved. Any man or woman that is purchased by the blood of Jesus is inferior to nobody under heaven. This is the deadly blow to inferiority complex, the deadly blow to the spell of rejection. Number five, he carried our frustration. He carried our frustration. He carried our frustration and depression. Nobody has the right to remain with the spell of depression because of Calvary. He was the man of sorrow so that we can be people joy, frustration, and depression. Number seven, six, he carried our grief and pains, our griefs and pains. This attacks the cycle of continuous grief around your life. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Whatever is the cause of grief in your life, in our lives, around your vicinity, he carried our grief and our pain. Is the Lord speaking to anybody? Say amen. Number seven, he carried our deprivation and scarcity. Deprivation, scarcity, empty-handedness. That is in that scripture as well as Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. And riches. And wisdom. And strength. And honor. And glory. And blessing. Somebody say it loud, amen. One of the reasons why he was slain is to receive for us riches and blessing. Today, I decree everyone under the spell of scarcity and empty-handedness in this Easter season, that spell is broken. Everyone under the spell of scarcity and shortage on this Good Friday, that spell is broken. Everyone under the spell of empty-handedness in this season, that spell is broken. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Deprivation and empty-handedness. Number 8. He carried our premature death. He died young for man to live long. Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 9. But to see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. What does it mean to taste it so you don't taste premature death? To taste death for every man. Everything that wants to take you out of this life before time, or take your loved ones and your precious ones out of this life before time, today, that agenda is cancelled. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. Jesus went all the way for this and more. We cannot go all through all of it. This is summary. And then, at the end of the day, in John 19 verse 30, he said, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. What is the meaning of it is finished? I looked at it up in the Greek. Teleo, T-E-L-E-O. And among other things, three meanings of this word stand out. Finished there means ended, brought to a close, brought to an end. Ended. What is ended? I finished the devil. I finished the enemy of mankind. I ended his rule and his tenure. I ended his agenda. I finished with the powers of witchcraft. I finished with the powers of the occult. I finished with demonic powers. I am here to announce to someone, every devil that has been after your life and your family, every witch and every wizard, every occult power, every power from hell, after you, after me, after the body of Christ, after this church, every power from hell, after your destiny, today they are confirmed finished. By the power of Calvary, they are confirmed finished. It is like what Moses told the Egyptians, the Israelites, at the Red Sea. The Pharaoh you saw today, the Egyptians you saw before today, I announce to you, you shall see them today forever no more. After this service this morning, every witch, every wizard, every force of hell, every power of darkness that will not let you rest shall be laid to rest. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. At the top of your voice, scream, it is finished. Loudest, it is finished. Say that devil is finished. That witch is finished. That wizard is finished. That power of darkness is finished. And I announce in the name of Jesus, before this week is out, this week is out under the next 24 hours. Before this week is out, before the Easter season is out, any power from hell that will not let you rest shall be laid to rest. Somebody shout, it is finished. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That devil is finished. Now, number two, it is finished means completed, executed, concluded, implemented. Completed, executed, concluded, implemented. That is, my father sent me on an assignment. My father sent me on an agenda to deal with the devil. I finished with the devil. The agenda he sent me for, concerning the redemption of mankind, concerning the rescue of human destiny, that agenda is completed, that agenda is executed, that agenda is concluded, that agenda is implemented. Do you know the meaning of that for you? There is nothing left concerning your destiny that has not been handled. There is nothing left concerning God's purpose for your life that has not been handled. There is nothing left concerning God's plan for your life, for my life, for this church that has not been handled. If you understand what I am saying, you will explode with celebration. You will explode with celebration. There is nothing left concerning the plan of God for your life. God is not about to do something for you now. He did it already on Calvary. He did it 2,000 years ago. What you are looking forward to, God is looking back at, is already concluded. Somebody say completed, implemented, executed, concluded, completed, concluded, implemented, executed, completed, executed, concluded, implemented. Say, my destiny matters. They have been completed, executed, concluded, implemented. When he said it is finished, there is no room left for it to be continued. Not to be continued. It is finished. What you are to become in this world was completed before you were born. Before I formed you, I knew you. Before you came forth, I ordained you. Somebody say completed. Marital matters completed. Financial matters completed. Health matters completed. Deliverance matters completed. Hey! I announce today what Jesus has completed for you shall be manifested in this season. You have the right to lay hold on it in this season. You have the right to lay hold on things in this season. Lord, this is the season in which my matters were completed at Calvary. I make demands on them. I demand that they manifest now. My issues were completed, executed, implemented, concluded at Calvary. I make demands on their manifestation now. I make demands on their realization now. Somebody say completed, executed, concluded. Implemented, completed, executed, concluded, implemented. If you can take this revelation, then somebody under the next 6 months, you would have been settled maritally. Under the next 7 months, 8 months, then under the next 1 year, the matter that has troubled you all this while would have been handled. Is God speaking to somebody here? You'd have been carrying your children in your hands under the next 1 year. Somebody say completed, executed, concluded, implemented. Help me tell 3 people like that. Any of the word you remember, completed, executed, concluded, implemented. Everything about your life, about your destiny, about your future has been completed, executed, concluded, implemented, completed, executed, concluded, implemented. Can you give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a clap, a shout, a leap of joy? You don't get results only because it is written. You get results when it is revealed. There are many things God has done for us, but you are not aware, so it doesn't happen for you. The secret things belong to God, but once they are revealed, they belong to us. Am I communicating? So you may be saying, but Jesus died all this while. Why didn't I see my result? Because you didn't know. You are not aware that it is completed, executed. You are still looking forward to a result that has happened in the past. You are asking for money that is already in the bank. All you need to do is to write the check and cash it. Hey! Hey! Look at your neighbor, say, cast it today. Cast it today. Cast it today. It's already there. Cast it. That is why you are here today. Because it is finished. It is completed. It is executed. It is concluded. It is implemented. You are going to pray shortly. But lift your hands to your verse and say, Father, thank you because the matters of my life, of my destiny, they are completed. They've been executed. They've been concluded. They've been implemented. Thank you, Father, because the matters of my life, of my destiny, they have been completed. They've been implemented. They've been concluded. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Be seated. What is the meaning of it is finished? Coincidentally or incidentally, the third meaning of it is very insightful. It means discharged. As in a debt. That was what was written in the margin. And that means discharged, bracket, a debt. Like that's the debt discharged. It also means paid up. Paid up. Paid up. Paid up. What is it that has been paid up? Any debt that the devil claims I own him, I owe him. Paid up. Remember the song? I owe the debt I couldn't pay. Whereas he paid the debt he didn't owe. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Let's put the screen. Put the lyrics. I needed someone before that line.
I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I can sing a new song, amazing grace. Lord Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
Oh, that's right. He paid that debt. When he said it is finished on Calvary, it means paid up, cleared, obligation nullified. Whatever the devil expects you to pay because of the iniquity of Adam, I cleared it. Debt cancellation. It is in the same way that we now say, I owe the devil nothing. Somebody say louder, amen. Lift your right and say, it is paid up. My debts are clear. Obligation cancelled. I owe the devil nothing. I owe the witches nothing. I owe hell nothing.
Say, I owe the devil nothing. I owe hell nothing. I owe the kingdom of darkness nothing. Jesus paid my debt. And I am free right now. Lift your voice. Say, I owe the devil nothing. I owe the devil nothing. I owe darkness nothing. I am free. I am free.
In those days they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten the sour grape. Jeremiah 31:29. And the children's feet are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, it is that one's feet that shall be set on edge. Cleared, discharged, paid up. Anything four forefathers did with the devil is not my concern. Paid up, cleared out. Anything the devil, that is why he said the enemy shall not exact upon him. Neither shall the son of wickedness afflict him. Why? Because it is paid up. Any record the devil is keeping is useless. Hey! Will you stand up and shout the loudest amen? Look at the neighbor and say, it is useless record. Can I tell you why? Colossians chapter 2 verse 13. And you've been dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all what? Trespasses. Now, what? And then the next thing is blotting out the record, the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Look at your neighbor, say no record. Say you have a clean bill. No record. No record in your past, in your present, can stand against your future. As you are following Jesus and living for him, no record. He paid the debt and taught the evidence. He paid the debt and deleted the record. I don't know what you have done in time past that the devil is bringing up all the time. Somebody say, record cleared. Even if you are a witch before, and you have decided to be bewitched, your previous record of witchcraft activity cancelled. Somebody say a loud amen. Are you excited that it is finished? That you are dealing with a finished devil? That God has executed and implemented everything about your life? Are you excited that you owe the devil nothing? That the debt has been paid? If you are excited, then you shout, it is finished! Shout it loudest, it is finished! At the top of your voice, shout, it is finished! Remain standing. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. What do you do? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me and drop everything that you have been carrying so you can find rest. Drop your sin. Help her there. Drop your sin. Drop everything. And I will help you. That is all that is requested. You don't continue to live like you have lived before, offending God. Drop everything. So we are going to do those 8 things right now. After which, we'll deal with it. It is finished. And then we'll take off. Lift up your hands. First of all, thank him for his word to you tonight, today. Thank you for his word to you. Thank you for his word to you today.
Never see. Mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, scripture to her time. And you, new every morning, great is our faithfulness.
Lift your hands, we'll take the first one. Say, Father, you took my transgression. I come to surrender. I come to surrender. I ask that you pardon me everywhere I have erred, everywhere I have sinned, wherever I have fallen short. I need mercy now in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Place them one by one. Finish one, you go to two. Open your mouth and pray. Forgive my sins, forgive my guilt. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my infirmities today. I cannot be sick. I cannot be weak. I cannot be afflicted, because Jesus on Calvary took my sicknesses, took my afflictions, took my pains. I cannot be sick. I cannot be weak. I cannot be afflicted. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. I reject every spirit of infirmity. If there is a sickness,
Go ahead.
Sadia.
Go ahead and pray. I drop every affliction, every infirmity in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I reject
every curse,
every bondage,
every
oppression,
every
captivity
on my life,
around my life,
I reject it.
Every ancestral curse,
every generational curse,
every family curse
and covenant,
today
I reject,
I refuse.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
By the blood of Jesus,
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I reject oppression.
I reject captivity.
Say, I reject rejection.
I reject rejection.
I cannot be rejected.
I am a chosen generation,
a royal priesthood,
a holy nation,
made in the image of God.
I am not inferior.
I cannot be inferior
by the power
of the cross
of Calvary.
I reject
the spell
of rejection.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
I reject the spell of rejection.
I reject the power of
inferiority. Precious name. Say, I reject depression.
I reject
the spell of frustration.
In the name of Jesus.
Depression is not my portion.
Frustration is not my portion.
Labor without reward is not my portion.
By the power of Calvary,
I connect
with the garment of celebration.
I connect
with the power
of success,
productivity,
resolve.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
I reject frustration.
I reject depression.
Let's go to the In the name of Jesus,
say, I reject grief.
I reject grief
and every form of pain.
Every form of pain.
Every cycle
of sorrow.
Of sorrow.
In my life.
In my life.
In my family.
In my family.
Every cycle
of sorrow
in the church,
in
Dunamis,
every cycle
of sorrow
in Nigeria,
in our nation,
every cycle
of sorrow,
every cycle
of pain,
by the power
of the blood
that flows
at Calvary.
You cycle,
you are broken.
Open your mouth and pray.
Every cycle of grief,
every cycle of pain,
every cycle of sorrow
in my life,
in my family,
in our nation,
in Nigeria,
cycle,
you are broken.
You are broken.
You are broken.
You are broken.
Every cycle of sorrow,
every cycle of grief,
every cycle of pain,
you are broken.
Cycle of sorrow,
cycle of grief,
cycle of pain,
you are broken.
Let's roll it up.
Salamarani.
Let's get separated.
Let's get
separated.
In the name of Jesus.
Say after me, say, in the name of Jesus,
I reject
every spell
of scarcity,
empty handed,
poverty,
bankruptcy,
deprivation,
every garment
of
wretchedness,
by the power
of the cross,
you are destroyed.
In the name of Jesus,
I reject
empty handedness,
wretchedness,
poverty.
I reject
now.
Open your mouth and pray. Finally, say, in the name of Jesus,
on this
to say, I reject
premature death
for my life,
for my family,
for anybody
connected,
related,
associated
with me,
with the church,
with this church.
Premature death,
your tenure
expires
by the blood
of Jesus
that flowed,
that was shed
on Calvary.
Premature death,
you are gone
forever.
Open your mouth and pray.
Take a mother,
Finally, say it is finished.
It is finished.
Say, Father,
Father,
I thank you.
I thank you.
Because the devil,
because the devil
is ended.
Is ended.
Say, Father,
Father,
I thank you,
I thank you,
because every power,
because every power
of hell,
of hell,
after my life,
after my life
and my destiny,
my destiny
has been brought to an end.
They are ended.
Now, open your mouth and pray. Ended. 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 Every power of hell after my life. Ended. 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 Brought to an end. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
thank you.
Thank you.
Because every plan,
because every plan
and purpose you have for me,
you have for
my,
me.
Destiny,
my destiny
is completed,
completed,
executed,
executed,
concluded,
concluded,
implemented.
Implemented.
Everything,
everything
you have in mind
have
for my life,
for my, life,
for my destiny,
my destiny,
for the church,
for dunamis,
Father,
thank you,
because they are completed,
executed,
concluded,
implemented.
I take delivery of what is completed, executed, implemented for my life,
for my family,
for the church,
for dunamis.
I take delivery
now.
Open your mouth and pray. I take delivery. I take delivery of what is completed, executed, concluded, implemented. I take delivery. I take delivery. I take delivery. Let the red go. Let the red go. Let the red go. Let the red go. In Jesus' name. Finally, say after me, say, Father,
I am discharged
and acquitted
from every obligation
to the enemy.
Every debt
is paid off,
cleared out
from today
by the power
of the blood of Jesus
from Calvary.
I decree,
I announce,
I pronounce
that I
owe the devil
nothing.
I owe the devil
nothing.
I owe the devil
nothing.
My record is clear,
clean
by the blood
of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. I'm not going to be able to do that.
In Jesus, precious name. The Lord has answered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and your voices and let's appreciate Him. Let's honor Him. Father, we worship You. We honor You. We adore You. Go ahead, appreciate Him. And get ready to receive what Calvary has for you this morning. And bodies are lifted at Calvary. 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 Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Lift your hands and begin to appreciate Him because your body is lifted. And burdens are lifted. Mashaka kala gada gada. Thank you.
If your hands are lift up your hands everywhere you are.
And in the cross, in the cross, in by the Lord, in the Lord,
lift your hands up. His presence is here this moment to release for you what Calvary has purchased for you. Lift your hands. To release for you what Calvary has purchased for you. All you need is to receive what Calvary has purchased for you. Lift your hand. Father, I ask that you'll take away every rejection, the guilt of sin, of previous sins, every affliction, every oppression, every captivity, every disease, every garment of pain, every garment of sorrow, frustration, depression, grief, pain, every garment of scarcity and shortage and deprivation. This veil of premature death, you carry it away, Lord. Father, let it be that today it is all over. Finish devil. Let it be a concluded finished witchcraft. Finish powers of the occult. Father, let it be completed. Let your agenda that was completed, concluded and perfected, be released for your son, for your daughter, right here. Let it be clear that the debt has been paid and we owe the devil nothing. In the name of Jesus. Get your hands high. In the name of Jesus, and at the count of three, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head. And what are you receiving? You are receiving what Calvary has purchased for you. You are receiving your righteousness. You are receiving your healing, your deliverance, your liberty.
You are receiving your supernatural supplies. You are receiving your lease of life. You are receiving longevity. You are receiving the fulfillment of your days. You are receiving the establishment of the plan and the purpose of God for your life. Lift your two hands high and receive it now. Father, let your power flow. Let your oil flow. Let the benefits of Calvary be released. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you will receive it. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Something happened to you just now. Victory just happened. Deliverance just happened. This is the best Easter period of your life. Testimonies begin from right now. And it will continue throughout. Can somebody give the King of Kings a big clap and a shout of praise? Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Blessed be your name. Give him the praise as you take your seat. Anyone who has a touch of God in healing or a testimony that you are interested in letting us know, you quickly step forward. You can have accommodation for, yes, like 4 or 5 people. Something happened to you in the course of this service. God gave you an encounter, gave you a healing, gave you a deliverance. The Bible said he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. While the word was coming, healing was happening to you. Let us know. Somebody came with an ulcer condition that God has healed, a lower waist condition that God has healed. Witchcraft powers just got broken. Satanic altars just got destroyed. A demonic migraine condition just got healed. Amiss other things that God has done this morning. A fibroid situation. Female reproductive system problem just got handled this morning. Give him the praise as we hear from these people.
The dawning of a new day, the dawning of a new day. It's the dawning of a new day, the dawning of a new day. That devil is a liar, God has given us a victory.
It's the dawning of a new day, it's the dawning of a new day.
He has come, the dawning of a new day.
testimonies that predated this service, we could also take. What happened to you?
Tell me, what happened? When I came to church, during the course of the service, God said, you say, as we go home, Daddy, God will give us encounters to know what He created us to be. So when I went home that night, I saw an encounter where your mommy came to me. And after that encounter, I came to a place. I saw a manner of deaf people afflicted. God started using me to pray for them, and instantly God healed them.
Amen. Give the Lord the praise. Clarity of purpose and of vision is your portion at this time. In
Sister
Jesus.
Abigail, as the servant of God, declared that every rejection, death, mature death has been taken over, has been concluded, completed. She saw an angel with a container. As you measure an item, you carry it and put it in the basket. As you measure each item, you drop something in the basket, and it went away with them. Believing that everybody has been set free.
Lift up your hands. Everything that is not of God in your life is returned back to hell from where they came. Jesus' precious name, help from above, and mercy in Jesus' name.
Sir, this testimony predates this service, like you mentioned. He said he came from Spain on Tuesday. But in 2019, he came to Nigeria and worshipped at the Area 1 church. He said before then, topmost amongst his desires was that God will restore marital peace and harmony. And also his pastor in Spain there had been married for 7 years, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Upon his return, he said, God restored peace. Absolutely, there's quietness and calmness in the family. And the pastor, when he got home, he embraced the pastor. 3 months afterwards, the wife got pregnant, and he has come to give God praise for.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance and holiness. Sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Where is your mom now?
Sir, our brother said 2 weeks ago he stepped on a poison in his house.
Sir.
And he was experiencing vibration on the spot, on that leg, radiating towards the chest. But he said during the ministration, he said he saw a black pussycat run out of the leg.
Brown pussycat ran out of your leg. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. In the name that is above every name, every enemy deposit in your body, the way this demonic pussycat ran out of the leg, whatever is not of God in your life is running now. She said she was having difficulty in breathing. What happened?
She was having difficulty in breathing for some time now. Even yesterday, this morning in the hospital, in the church, she started almost fainting. Even one of the ushers told me to take her to the clinic.
Alright. And that condition you came, you took her to the hospital yesterday, breathless.
She's very, very well.
She says something was in her throat that melted and now she can breathe. Step over here. I prophesy to someone here today, every enemy deposit in your body, whatever came here with you that is not of God, is lifted now. Power of the Holy Ghost, fulfill your days. Amen.
Sir, our brother said he came in with colon cancer. Woke up this morning with a very bloated tummy. He has the picture showing me right there. And with a back pain condition. While the ministration was going on, he said God touched him, the back pain disappeared, and he noticed that the bloated tummy had drastically gone down. His shirt was hanging but dropped on the spot.
colon cancer.
Lift up your hands.
That demon of death dies out of your body.
Power
of the Holy Ghost, leave and fulfill your days.
Yes, our sister said during the ministration, sir, the rope was removed and was chained to a white rope. And she looked around, she discovered that every other member in the congregation had their ropes
changed. Somebody give the Lord the praise. Every garment of depression, garment of rejection, garment of poverty, wretchedness, scarcity, garment of sorrow, premature death, hanging on your life and on your body, today they are roasted by fire in the name of Jesus.
Sir, this is Ali Usman. He came to service with migraine headache that lasted for over 5 years. Okay, for over 5 years. But in the course of the administration, and while the declarations were on, so she suddenly discovered that that migraine is gone and is now free.
It's over in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands, everybody, and give the Lord the praise. If you have anyone or tumor you wanted us to take otherwise, lift your hands, people. You all, your testimonies are permanent. Coming Sunday, can come on time and testify. Lift your hands everywhere. Everyone, everywhere you are. May this rain falling now become your blessing for the year. Every dryness around your life disappears right now. May God use this to soften your life and cause that your productivity be released in the name of Jesus. Before we move to the next level and take off from here, everywhere you are this morning, watching online, in here in person, in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day in your life, wherever you are, say this prayer with me. You want your sins forgiven, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, you want to be genuinely born again, you want your life to go forward ever and backward never. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone here who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand up? Yes, quickly come forward. You pray the prayer, come forward, join me right in front here. Give you the count of 7. Even if you didn't pray that prayer and you need to make your ways right to God or rededicate yourself to Jesus, quickly come forward. 1.
All to Jesus.
2.
I surrender.
3. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Or maybe you want to rededicate. Or you have an addiction. Smoking, drinking, prostitution, womanizing. Anything like that has tied down your life. You want the yoke broken. Stand up on your feet quickly and come forward at the count of 7 again. 1.
Lord, I give you
my
heart. Give my soul.
Come for 3.
Lord, you
can.
4.
Every your chest and lift the other hand up and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life, and the grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.